You're on the bottom of Zion Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Asuya Kikivshon. The sukkah that's made like an oven that was round. And Rashi says that this argues Kikivshon Agula Delesle Kacherim. Rabbi Yochanan argues in Acherim. Acherim said that a sukkah that's made like a shovach, which is also round, is possible. And Rabbi Yochanan holds you can have a round sukkah too. Other Rishonim learn that they don't argue. A shovach is a small sukkah that's round, that's possible. But a big sukkah that's round is kosher. So Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a big sukkah that's round. In yesh behekeifa kedei liyashiv b'chof dalet b'nei adam k'sheir. If around the circumference of the circle there is enough room for 24 people, it's kosher. V'imlab sula. And why? Because right now we think that a person takes up one amma. So the circumference of the circle will be 24 ammas. If that's 24 ammas, then the diameter of the circle would be 4 amas, like Revi, that you need a sukkah 4 by 4. We're just waiting. Gemara's going to ask right away on it. Right? Keman ke Revi. The Omer kol sukkah shein ba 4 amas. Al 4 amas psula. Right? That the diameter of this circle would be 4 amas, and the circumference is 24. That's what the Gemara thinks now. The Gemara says, michti. That can't be. Gavra bi amsa yosef. A person sits in one amma. Kol sheyesh behekeifo shlosha tefachim yesh bo rochav tefach. Right, the relationship between the diameter of a circle and the circumference is 3 to 1. It's pi, and even though pi is 3.14 whatever ad infinitum, right? Since the mice, it's an irrational number, and it never can be. Pretty much, they still have computers working on pi, so it never can be a clear final number. So Lamaisa, the Torah said that, or Chazal said that we're going to treat it as if it would be a whole number, 3 to 1. And even though it's not 100% that way exactly, but that's the way that, and we have a pasuk in Malachim that says how the Yam of Shlomo was made that makes that relationship. And since it's impossible for people to be medactic that much, they rounded it off to 3 to 1. So, yesh bo rochav tefach. Betreis or soki. If that's the case, in order to have a diameter of 4 amas, all you need is 12 amas circumference. Why need 24 people sitting around the sukkah, which is 24 amas? All you need is 12 people sitting around the sukkah, which is 12 amas. And the reason that he made it with his people and not with amas is because if you don't have a measuring stick and you want to build a round sukkah, get 12 or 24 of your friends and have them sit in a circle, and you'll know how to make the sukkah. So he was giving you an Eitzah Tova, how to calculate the sukkah if you don't have a measure. Gemara says, no. Hani mile bi'igula. That's a planistama circle. If we need to have a diameter of the circle to be 4 amas, then you're right. But that's not how you figure out how a circular sukkah is kosher. A circular sukkah is only kosher if you can inscribe in the sukkah a square of 4 by 4. Not what's it called, and then you need a bigger circle. You need a circle with a bigger diameter than what's it called, than 4. We'll see in 1 second what you need. But of a ribua boitve. So therefore, it'll work out, supposedly, that you'll have what's it called a now what you have is the hypotenuse of the inside square becomes the diameter of the outside circle, and that supposedly is going to be 4 amas. Is going to be what's it called 6 amas, is going to be 8 amas supposedly, and then the circle around will be 24 amas, and it should work out. Okay, Morris says no, it doesn't work out. Michti. Kama maruba yosar al ha'igul revia. How much is a square more than the circle? Okay? It's what's it called? More, 1/4. So add another quarter to that 12, and you'll get 16. Bishisar sagi. Gemara says, no, honey mila be eagle denofik migo revua. When do we say that what's it called, that a square is one quarter more than a circle, when you have an inscribed circle in a square? So then the sides of the square are an extra quarter more than the diameter of the inside circle, because you have to make up for the corners. Okay, look at a picture, right? If you make a line in the middle of the circle, which is the diameter of the circle, it's going to be shorter. What's it called? The area, at least, is going to be less because of the corners. See, Rashi starts to talk about the area. Aval ribua denofik migo igula, but when you have a square inscribed in a circle, boy tve, then you need more. Mishu murshu de karnisa, because of the extra area of the what's it called, of the corners. Okay, so the Gemara says, michti, kol amsa beribua amso trechum shibalachso. Okay, so fine. So how much does it work out? If you have a, what's it called, any square, the hypotenuse of the square is, what's it called, a diagonal of the square is the same, is the length of the side times the square root of 2, okay, which is approximately 1 amma and 2/5, the square root of 2. It's not exactly, but again, it's a rounded off. So if that's the case, if you figure out the circumference of a circle that's inscribing a square with the hypotenuse, which is the diameter of the circle, then would be, 4 times 1 2/5, it'll come out to be that that's the diagonal, which is the diameter, 3 times that will be 17 less 1/5, now 16 and 4/5. So the mice said, you know, still only 24. We're still down back to the fact that the most you could possibly need is 16 and 4/5. Right, let's see Rashi till here. See, he explains each thing. Kivshan agula delesli kacherim. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Achirim. He holds his round sukkah is kosher, and Achirim Rashi holds a round sukkah. All round sukkahs are possible. K'deliyashiba svivo sekeifu mifnim. If you sit 24 people around the circumference of the inside of the sukkah, that's the shear of the sukkah. Kiman boy Rabbi Yochanan sukkah gedola kol kach. Who does Rabbi Yochanan hold? You need such a large sukkah enough for 24 people around. Karebi domer dalad amasplein. The largest shear, minimal shear of a sukkah is ready, which is arba by arba. Bitmiya. That's what the Gemara is asking as a question. The biggest shear is four amas by four amas. Dal korkach leslantana de mafish b'shira the sukkah kavosei. Right? Nobody holds of a bigger minimum shear of a sukkah than 4 by 4. The chiboy Rabbi Yochan kulei haya libra de manom. How could that be translated to 4 by 4? To have a circumference of 24 amas. B'amsa Yosef, kol echad mekomo amma. Every person is toe-face and one amma for himself. Nimtze hekefa chavdalad amas. Comes out that you need a sukkah that's 24 amas around. The kai malon, kol eagle, sheyesh bekefo gimel tvachim yesh barach voltefa. Any circle where the circumference is 3, so the diameter is 1. That's the ratio of diameter to circumference. Dichsiv, and we have a raya to that from Divrei Hayomim, B'yam Shosa Shlomo. Eser ba'ama misfosel el sfosel, it was 10 amas, what's it called, diameter, right? Ogul soviv, the kav shloshim ba'ama yisov oso, and it was 30 amas in circumference. So you see that the 10 to 30 is 1 to 3.
Over there was a Korean sieve that the Machir worked out that came up to 3.14, right?
Well, yeah, basically, they're all cute things. The Rambam says that it's exact 3 to 1 is what Chazal were somechan because they rounded it off. Rochav shloshim amah hekev alma hachanami betracer amas hekev sagi tenahavi pushi arba. Here, lechor, if you want to have a sukkah that's 4 by 4, similar to 4 by 4, all you need is a diameter of 4. So all you need is a circumference of 12. Why need 24? Where it says, no, honey mile de behekev gimel ikar rav chotefach. When do you say that the ratio of the circumference to the diameter is 3 to 1 That's in a regular circle. Bigula, rochav tefach, yeshbo, v'hu ogul. V'chol ogul, ein rochavo, ela bemtso. Right? A circle gets narrower around the top and bottom, and it's only in the middle where the diameter is three. There, that was one. V'anan bo'in dalet amas merubos. You need four amas meruba. It's not good enough just to have an area of 4x4. You have to have what's it called? Mamish, as if it would be 4x4 with the area of 4x4 of a square. She'arba v'tzido k'mo b'emtzoa. It therefore has to be 4x4 all over, not like a circle, which, if it has a diameter of 4, is not going to be 4 throughout the circle. It's going to be less than 4 as you get towards the top and bottom of the circle.
Right. Right.
What? No, if you have a circle only with a diameter of 4, right, it's not going to be 4 on the top and the bottom, the diameter.
Of the square. Right.
Okay. No, now we didn't speak yet about an inscribed square. Talking just about a circle.
The diameter of a circle is the same everywhere.
What?
By definition.
No, it's not. It's only diameters in the... If you get closer to the top of the circle, it's not going to be 4.
Well, it's not a diameter.
Well, it's not the diameter. I'm saying, but the line drawn inside a circle is not the same. It's only it's in the middle of the circle that it's that, and it gets less and less as it gets up. Okay. Uberibua ika hakefa tve. And therefore, in order for the sukkah to be kosher, it has to have the area of an inscribed square of 4x4 inside the circle. Okay. And therefore, the diameter, the circumference of that circle is going to be more than 3:1. Michti, kama meruba yesra al igel revia. Masnisen he biarboin v'teisha midos. This is a brisa in arboin v'teisha midos. V'adorim nirulai. You can see it. The ilu ama agula chut sholosh amas makifa. You have what's it called, a circle that is one ama diameter. If you take a string and encircle it, it'll be all you'll need is three amas. The ama meruba strik lechut davel sova amal kol ruach. But if you have a four amas in the middle of a square, you're going to need what's it called four to each ruach. You need 16 to go around it. You're going to need right. If no an ama, you're going to need what's four amas, an ama on each side for a square. If you have an ama in the middle, which is the same as every side of the square, to go around the perimeter of that square is going to have to be four amas. So it's obviously more than the three that you need for a circle. So where it says b'shitzer hekev sogi, if that's the case, all you need is 16 people. Because if you're making an inscribed, what's it called, square, right? All you need is 16. Honey mila just sogi b'shitzer. So where it says no, mehay tama de meruba yesral igel revia be'igel de nafik migo revua. Im hey kafta b'chut shol tez zayin ama b'karka b'ribua timtza b'socho arba merubos. Right, if you'll take a string of 16 amas, right, and make it the perimeter of a circle, you get 4x4 on every side. Right, that's the area 16 is 4x4. Okay, the imayisa tzorech laoglo mibifnim ulahotzi kronos ribuo ataoglo bechut yud beis. But if you'd want to what's it called, make a circle in the middle of it and make the circumference a circle, all you need was 12. So then the ratio of 12 to 16 is a quarter more. Okay? A quarter of the total more than what it was. Okay? In other words, it's really a third more of the original, which now is a quarter of the total. Okay? 4 is a quarter of the 16, but it's a third of the 12, the original 12. V'nimtza chisun yesra apnimi revia. Afkan im hoysem rubas sukazu daya lios kadeshi yeshua v'kefa shishas v'nei oda. And therefore, in a chanami, if this sukkah would be round, and all you needed was to square it off, Yitaka only need 16. So we're back to the original question. Why do you need 24 people? 16 should be enough. Ava b'ribua migo igula, but we're not talking about that. Bo'inem tvei mishum morsha de karnasa. Ava asho kisho asa oso agula. Im lohoya hakefa l'shisha asar nimtso ha'emtso rochav harbe me'arba v'tzideh holkin v'kolim ad lechola the einat hamotzi b'tzideh arba shein lozovios. Right, but now if we're going to make the circle inside the square, we're not going to have 4x4 throughout that circle, because The sukkah itself is the round part. So you're going to have the, what's it called, up on top of the circle, less than 4x4. Like we said, the diameter is only what's in the middle. And those lines that are, what's it called, in the area of the circle above the diameter are shorter than the diameter. V'rebi arba merubos, boy. V'tzorech ato lasos akorcha chechev igula godol. K'dei shetucha l'rabeya mitocha arba merubos sheshlam zovios. So you're going to have to make the sukkah bigger. What you're going to have to do is inscribe a square inside the circle. And then you'll have for sure a square of 4x4 inside the circle. So circles have to be bigger than 4x4 if it's a circular sukkah. It's going to have within it 4x4 square to be kosher. So it's going to be extra, more than 4x4 because it's circular. So Mara says, still not going to work out. Michti, kol amsa beribua, right? Whatever you have as, what's it called, as a side of the square, the hypotenuse of that square, shatamode alachson shavahem, atamotse the chol amashiribua tosefeshne chumashim. Right? The ratio of the side of a square to the hypotenuse of the square, right, the diagonal of the square, is that amount times the square root of 2, which is about 2/5. So it's 1 2/5. If the side is 1, it's 1 2/5. If it's 2, it's 2 times that, whatever. So therefore, if you figure that out, it comes out now, the diagonal of the square, look at the second picture, the diagonal of the square is the diameter of the circle. So how much is, if the square is 4 amas, the diagonal is 4 amas times, what's it called, 4 times 1 2/5, which is 8/5, which is 5 3/5. 5 3/5 now multiplied by 3, right, is 17 less a fifth, 16 4/5. So that's all you need, is 16 4/5 circumference. So you only need 16 4/5 people, you don't need 24 people. B'shiv ser nochi chum shesagi, shari ein chatzorech leharchiv igul zeh, ela shetimsa betochel dal murubal. So you don't have to make the circle bigger than having an inscribed square of 4 amas inside of it. If you put a square inside the circle, so the circle will touch the corners of the square. It comes out that the circle will have a diameter of the hypotenuse of the square. I don't know if it's called hypotenuse, whatever it's called. It's called the diagonal of the square. Right? So how much is the diagonal of a square that's 4 amas by 4 amas? Right? What's it called? 5 3/5. Yeah? 5 3/5. The dover ogle, right, as Rashi says it. Shu chamish amos v'shlosha chumshi. The dover ogle kol roch v'shova kalachsono kachem tso. Shari ein lo zovios. Nim se tocho chamisho shlosha chumshin al chamisho shlosha chumshin. And now, if we want to know what the circumference of that circle is, multiply it by 3. Nimso the chamish amos rochav, chamish esrei ama hekif. For 5 is 15, and for the other 3/5 is 9/5. Ushlosha chumshin, teisha, hekif, shehen shtei amos, pochus chumash. It's another 2 amos, less a fifth. Harishiv sir nachi chumsha. It comes out to be 17 minus 1/5. Pochus chumash. So, what's it called? It's not going to need 24. You only need 16 4/5. So, Mara says, low duck. Okay. We weren't exactly, what's it called, medayik, right? Between 16 4/5 and 24, it's close. So, Mara says, Eimer damin low duck pursa, right? When do we say that it's close, right? When it's close. A little bit. Tuva miamrina, and here we're talking about, what's it called, basically 6 amas, almost. Right, a little more than 6 amas. So what, don't tell me there's no low dock. We weren't exact, right? We weren't exact. It's not 6 amas off. Omerlei markshisha bereder of chistu ravashi misavris gavra biamsa yosef. No, you made a wrong calculation in the beginning. You said that a person sits in 1 amas, so 24 people is 24 amas. Then you got all these problems. Tauta gavri betarta amsa yosef. 3 people can sit in 2 amas. And even though normally they sit in 1 amma comfortably, Here, we're not making them sit comfortably. We're making them sit for the sake of measurement. For the sake of measurement, a guy could sit, three people could sit in two amas. Okay? So each person takes up two-thirds of an amma. Yeah? Yeah. Three people in two amas is... three people in two amos is how much per person? Two-thirds of an amma per person. So kama havi lahu shitzer. So how much is it all together, right? If you have 24 people, so it's only two-thirds of 24, not 24 amas, which is 16. So we're down to 16 amas, right? Ay, anan shitzer nechicham shabinen. But we said now you need 16 and four-fifths. That, he says, lo dok, that's close enough. Between 16 and 16 and four-fifths, it's a whole number, lo dok. Mora says, no, no way. Emor damrin lo dok lechumra. Lekula mi amrina. It comes out that the shear he gave is not kosher. Because you really need 16 and four-fifths, and Rabbi Yochanan says, good enough 16. That's lekula. You're having a smaller sukkah that's kosher, that's a kula. What? He should have said, right, he should have rounded off to 17, not to 16, right. Let's see, Rashi. Till here, lo dok. Rabbi Yochanan will say, let's say I'm saying. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't exact. He rounded it off from 16 and four fifths to 24. Mora says, the Omar Tvei. He said more, right? So that's good, right? He said the shear, you need more. That's a chumra. The chokama, the havi gedola, Tvei, adifa. Better if you be bigger. Mora says, the chumra, what's it called? Mora says, that's impossible. Lo dok is not six amas off, right? So elamai. You have to change the cheshbon. Cheshbon is that three people sit in two amas, not three people in three amas. So now we're down to 24 people. There's only 16 amas circumference. And that's what we say, lo dok. Instead of saying 16 and four-fifths, he said 16. Where it says, no, it can't be. L'chumra. Im omer lahosif al ashir de lo chos l'tzam seim l'avikash. If he rounded off to the higher number, so he's telling you it has to be bigger, right? But really it's kosher. If it's a fifth less, that makes sense. Right, it's memachmer, so you'll make the sukkah a little bit bigger, right? Won't hurt. Aval hashad the botzer leshir, he's rounding it off to the lower number, 16. If you build the sukkah of 16, it's not kosher. You need to have an extra 4/5 of an amma. The hichshir is apsula kashulach milo dok v'milsin lahavu. Right, where, what's it called? Where in the world do we find that the chachamim were not medayik to be mekel? Right, they're giving you a what's it called, a false measurement to make a sukkah. That's possible. Zmara says, okay, Omer le Ravashi, lolam gavra bam se yosef. Okay, we're going back. People sit in one amma. Need taka 24 amas. Rabbi Yochanan mokin gavri lo kachoshiv. You think Rabbi Yochanan has the people sitting in the sukkah, so therefore the circumference is 24 amas? No, kama havi luhu. What's it called? The people are sitting outside the sukkah. So the place of the person himself, one amma is less. It's one amma on each side less. That means two ammas less. So now it's not what's it called 24. It's two ammas less on all the sides. So now it comes out the circumference will be only 18. Right? The 18. Because you're taking away two ammas on every side. Because the people don't count. Till the backs of the people. Think of people sitting with their backs in a circle, right? You don't count the amma of the people, you count less an amma on every side of the circle. So the circumference is going to be six ammas, basically less, which is 18 ammas. Versus Ba'am Si Yossi, V'Havi Matzrich, Rabbi Yochanan Oshivim L'Toch Avadik L'Kshuyi. If Rabbi Yochanan needed the 24 people to be the circumference of the inside of the sukkah itself, it'd be a problem. You'd have 24 amas, and it never works out. Ela Rabbi Yochanan Mokum Gavri L'Kochoshi, B'Solcha Sukkah. You don't need the people in the sukkah. You need that to be the circumference around the outside of the sukkah. Avol Sivosem B'Chutzu Omer Lo Shivam. Harei Pichasnu Menachesh Mirocha V'Igo Shtei Amas, Av Shtei Amas. So we're taking two amas by two amas from the area of the eagle, okay? Because you're not counting the people. And the people take up one amma. So people on this side one amma, people on this side one amma, top and bottom. Sha'ata sovavo b'chut svivo mi b'chut sa'kefu esrin v'arva. Ata mozi b'socho shmona shmona. Menela if you have what's it called a chut that's 24 around, you're going to have 8 as the diameter through the people, okay, till the other side of the people. But if you take off the people, you're going to take off one arm on this side, one arm on that side. You're only going to have a 6 arm, what's it called, diameter till the people. So you have a circle of 6 diameter. Then 3 times that is 18. So you're going to need a circumference of 18. The chol sheish bekeifo shlo sheish berof l'tefach. The achshav shatfonos mipnima l'moshavan. Now that the walls of the sukkah are not including the people, but the people are sitting outside the wall. The wall only has to be, what's it called, not including the people. All you need is a 6 amma diameter, not an 8 amma diameter. Eino rochav el shishal shisha. Dogavra bi amsa yosif. Comes out now that all you need is a circumference of 18, right? Be'akefa yishmol nasor, the harachava shishal shisha, right? And we said that it works out exactly to 16 4/5. So 16 4/5, he was rounded off to 18. What's it called? And even though it's a chumrah, it's a chumrah. So you need 18. Really, you only need 16 4/5. But he rounded it off, another amma and a fifth, that berevach, that the sukkah will be kosher.
How can you say that all the Yochanan Lashon is yeshiv ban, sit in it? So how can we...
No, he's not saying in it. Yeshiv means in the cheshbin of making this sukkah, you have 24 people sitting around. Not that they're in the sukkah. Yeshiv in the cheshbin is 24. Ulechumr lo doksha, hosif ma'at al ashir velo tzimtzimu. You added a little bit. A little bit is 1/5 amas, a little bit. Because he only added 2/5, what's it called, in the diameter. And the mele, it's what's it called, a 1 1/5 in the circumference. But it's low dark in the diameter, just 2/5 of an amma. The lo yechiva besocha yosa shiur el shnei chumshin dahenu shlish mishisha chumshin shehosif bekeifo, which is 1/3 of the 6/5 that he added on the what's it called on the diameter. The lek lakshuri kedakash leel tuva milo dog. It's not a lot. The what he added was only 2/5 of diameter, right? Even though it comes out to be 1 1/5 of what's it called of circumference, but that's still a little bit because when we consider the diameter, it's only 2/5 of an amma. What?
If you do 3.14,
yeah, but for the Torah's measurements, 3.14 is irrelevant.
But it does come back close to 18.
Right, I hear, but again,
the Chumra did because
again, but Chazal never mentioned more than 3:1. Okay, anything you'll say is nice drushes, but in Chazal it says 3.3:1, and all the cheshbonos are made 3:1. So the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim is 3:1.
Did we make
it
like
that? What?
Did we make
it? Yeah, that's the shear they gave. That's what's nearer the ayin, and the mela, that's the shear HaTorah. Torah gave shiurim that are discernible, not things that it's impossible to be omitted. That's what the Rambam says. It's not just the Rabbanan did it. The Torah, and they have a pasuk to say that it's okay to do that, right? Because that's, you can't be more exacting. Stam, a person can't be more exacting in measurement. That's why all these times and things also, right? Without clocks, it's impossible. But daik, you know, nitzachama exactly on the clock or whatever. It's what's nearer the ayin. It's chatzos, right? It's a bow. They can never make chatzos. Dovid HaMelech didn't know how to, right? All these times are mishur. That's why today, with a sit with a stopwatch or whatever, is l'chora not necessary and not even l'havocha. Because they never had stopwatches. They had to go with the sun. You can never tell with the sun the exact second of when Chatzos was. Elamai Chatzos is when approximately, that's what the Torah was. The Torah didn't depend on stopwatches. It didn't exist. It depended on what's nearer the eye.
It's very interesting that all of modern science and technology and computers and all this, if you worked that way, nothing would work. Right? In the Torah it works, but in the world...
Right, because the Torah was made not for machines. It was made for people. And people are not machines. So the things work according to what you don't need something from the outside to do. Right? If you have no computers around, you still can figure it out. Right? You don't need a computer to be able to figure it out, or a watch, or whatever, anything else.
That's mean, even like launch a satellite into orbit, they're going to use 3 instead of 3.14. It ain't going to work.
Yeah, and economy. But that's impossible for a person to make that cheshbon exactly.
Right.
So that's why, again, those people with the exact thing with the seconds or whatever, there's no makor for such a thing. Right. You want to be medactic, it's fine, but there's no such dictum. Because it can't be that was the shear.